When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your hostess with the mostest, Carolina Diamonds. We're talking about the human condition today. Not fully, because I'm not fucking like Aristotle. I'm not gonna make it so like philosophical and bullshit, but whenever I'm out in public or at a restaurant or dealing with people who are working their jobs, and they treat me terribly and rudely, when I'm a good customer service agent, okay? I am always being nice to the waiters and the waitresses, because have you seen how people can be? How you see how mean people can fucking be? That is a true tell on like if a person's actually a good person or not, is how they treat the waiter or the waitress, okay? That's just me personally. But when people are in their working their jobs and they are like blatantly rude, and again, I understand there are a lot of nuances and you never know what somebody's going through, whatever, like I can tell the difference when somebody's going through something and when somebody just hates their fucking life, okay? So my problem is when I'm dealing with somebody who's doing their job and they have such a fucking attitude like, I applied to work here. Baby, you applied for this position. I'm not working here. I'm not working at the DMV. I'm not working at the, I did not press the application online for the DMV. That was what you did. You made a choice. And now you're mad that you hate your fucking job, but you applied to work here. What's that about, babe? What's that about? I don't like it. I didn't ask for this shit. Especially if I'm giving you like, hey, how's it going? And you know, I got that customer service voice that definitely goes up an octave. Hey, how are you? Thank you so much. I'm really going to come at it like that. Because again, I know people have jobs where they deal with terrible fucking people all the time. I'm not going to be another one niche into that fucking bedpost. I am not going to be the terrible person that you had to deal with on your fucking job. What you can do for me is not act like an asshole because I didn't apply to work there.
So yeah. So yeah.
I know what I'm about to say. Some people are not going to like, welcome to the podcast. And I also understand there can be a lot of nuances, and like everything else, there are a lot, multiple things can be true at once. Some of you out there. Anyway, when people do not have friends, like no friends, or they've had friends and they like had falling outs, that's a you problem. There's a lot of things I cannot trust about a human being that who doesn't have friends. What do you mean you don't have friends? You don't have people that are being honest with you in this life? Or when people are honest with you, you shut them down and you're like, well, you don't believe everything that I believe. Whoa. Okay, first of all, great friends, fantastic friends, are ones that have a lot of similarities but also have a lot of differences with you, because that makes it a little bit more colorful in your life. Because there's many times where I'm like, oh, this is the way that everybody thinks. One of my friends will say something and it's like, no, actually, I don't think that way at all. And I'm like, whoa, let me think about this a little bit. I also have a brain, not worms. And I can see that other people's perspectives and points of view are beneficial for me and my chemical makeup, My Chemical Romance, okay? Literally, though. So when you say that you don't have friends and like, oh, it's a this person's problem and I cut this person off and I cut this person off and and now you have nobody, baby, look in the mirror, okay? Because that's all that the people in our lives are doing anyway. They're mirrors. I'm just a mirror, okay? Look in the mirror. I'm looking right at you. And look at yourself. And understand, okay, this person is triggering me in X, Y, and Z way. What is that teaching about me? What lessons do I have to learn to get better myself? Because maybe I have a couple blind spots here. That's what somebody who doesn't have worms for brain thinks. And the people who do not have any friends or no friends that are being real as fuck with them, you got worms for brains. You need to go to the doctor. You need to get it checked out. You also probably need to get on an antidepressant because there's something happening in your brain where you think that you are this amazing person and you're not. You're not. Have a little integrity. People have lost integrity. Find it.
So yeah. So yeah.
This part of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I am currently reading, watching, and listening to. I have been dying. I've been fucking dying to talk about this book on my podcast. Again, I gave myself a little bit more space, a little bit more breath to talk about it because I'm about to talk some fucking shit right now. Okay? Let me preface this. My personal book taste, romance, thriller, memoirs. Sometimes I like some literature. Sometimes it makes my brain work too much. I'm not in school anymore. Do I really need all this knowledge? I don't think so. Anyway, I don't like fantasy. I don't like sci-fi. Let me repeat that. I don't like fantasy and I don't like sci-fi. That being said, I am a victim of book talk. If you don't know what book talk is, you're not online. Congrats to you. Love that for you. Me personally, I'm on the internet. I like to know what the public's thinking. I like to know, again, my finger is what? Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. That's my heart. On the pulse, okay? And I actually read this book last year. Because of book talk. And that book is none other than A Court of Thorns and Roses. First, let me say, everybody on the internet was like, this is the best series ever. Okay? It's so smutty. If you don't know what smut is, sex, fucking, that kind of shit. It's so smutty. It's so good. I'm going to read it. I want to know what people are talking about. Let's do it. I decided that for Christmas 2023, there's 5 books in the series. I was like, you know what? Let's just pull the full trigger on this. Let me just get the box set. Because I've read series before that are a little bit more fantasy, a little bit more dystopian is more my vibe. Like, I like Hunger Games. I like Twilight, but also that's like, it's like no taste but taste, you know what I mean? If you don't understand the campiness of Twilight, you really are just stupid. Anyway, so I got the box set for Christmas 2023. Worst fucking present I could have asked for and a waste of goddamn money. First of all, it's thick. It's about 600 pages, okay? Now, again, I said before that I don't like fantasy books. Did not change with this fucking book. First of all, they're fairies, F-A-E-R-I-E, but the main girl is Feyre, F-E-Y-R-E. Could we have written a better name for her? A Feyre fairy? Like, that? It's too much for me. And they have like this geographical kind of page at the beginning. And as I was reading it, I was so confused. I had to flip back to this geographical page so many times because I'm like, wait, where the fuck, what land am I in? Am I with the humans or am I with the fairies? I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm so confused. I am so confused. Now, not only did I hate it, the writing, Sarah J. Maas, it is terrible. The writing is terrible. It doesn't matter if it's a fantasy book or not. The writing is terrible. Awful. The smut? Smut where? Smut where? Because they only like kiss and fuck by the last like 350 pages. What? You're telling me that there was all this sexual attention for so long and I didn't get a little smoochy? You're because the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because everybody was like, it's so smutty. I'm like, y'all haven't even read smut, okay? Y'all haven't read the sucking and the fucking that I have, okay? So there's no smut. The plot is confusing. The names are so fucking confusing. That's why I didn't watch Game of Thrones, because I'm like, wait, who are we talking about? Where are we? What are we doing? Who, what, where, when, and why? I'm confused, okay? And the writing is horrible. The writing is so horrible. And you would think that I would have learned my lesson. No. Because people who love the book say the first and the fifth book are the best ones. First and the fifth book? First and the fifth book, what the fuck happens in 2, 3, and 4 that are also 600-700 pages? The second book, not very good. Okay, I'll give it to them. I read it. The third book was better, but I read 3 out of the 5. And I had to give myself a break because I hated it so fucking much. I hated it so fucking much. But also, I'm so goddamn stubborn that I wish I could draw a line in the sand for my fucking self. Okay, I wish I had enough tenacity to be like, you know what, Caroline? Just let this book go. But no, I'm fucking stubborn. I'm like, I gotta know how it ends. I'm not gonna read the 4th and 5th book anytime soon. But I will eventually. And I will probably talk shit about them again. So, if you like A Court of Thorns and Roses, please do not ever, ever, for the love of fucking God, ever recommend a book to me ever again. We do not have the same book taste. At all. You go into your castle in Fantasyville. Do your thing over there with names I can't pronounce and I don't remember where we are. And I'll just deal with who killed this wife. Who killed this person? Who's smooching who? Actual smutty books. And you can keep your fantasy shit over there. Thank you. As for what I'm listening to, we know in the podcast that I am going through Madonna's discography and I'm listening to all of her albums starting at the beginning. And I'm just listening to the second album, and it's the Like a Virgin album. Came out in 1984. And this album was good. It was a year after her first album. And, you know, it has the hits. It has Material Girl starts off the album, which is a bangaranga. Bangaranga, and obviously, like the album title, Like a Virgin is on the album as well, which those are smash hits. Like, even for that being her second album and those two songs being on the album, hits. I would say the song that I really loved listening to that I discovered was Dress You Up. In general, this album is good, but it's not as good for me as her first album. So if we were doing a ranking, the first album would still be number one, second album number two. I'm gonna continue, obviously, to listen to her stuff, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. As for what I'm watching, OMG. Mass and I linked up the other day, hey. And this has been on our list for so long, and I didn't know that this movie existed anywhere, like on the internet, because I thought it was just like a pipe dream. It will never come to the surface again. That was kind of the vibe that I was getting. This movie is so good. And I had never seen it before. From Justin to Kelly. Oh my God. It's early 2000s gold. gold. Oh my God. First of all, I don't know how I've never seen this movie. Second, the outfits. The songs. Where is the soundtrack to From Justin to Kelly? I need to download it. Those songs are hitting. Also, if we really want to get into it, the choreography, yo, they were hitting at that beach scene where they are fucking gigging on the beach. Oh my God. I need to learn that choreo because it is so fun. It is so good. They're doing whole counts, which you know mama loves a whole count. It is so fucking good. I'm obsessed now. The songs are so good. Kelly Clarkson, our American Idol baby. I salute. That is the last time that America has done something right for this country. And we all agree that American Idol would never be what it was or is. I don't know if it's still on, but who the fuck watches it? Kelly Clarkson, that's the last time we were united as a country. Exactly. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're consuming this media. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Love the views, love the clicks, love the clacks. And I'll see you next week for next time. What? Next week, next time episode.